It is the Friday show, Mo Stewart with Phil Blundell and Paul Dehaney, in order to go through. Did I say Mo Stewart there? Did I say my name? It was my name I missed, Mo. And Neil Atkinson hosting it. I was like, I've only said three names. I've definitely said Phil Blundell and Paul Dehaney. What happened 2 seconds
ago? I'm going to go out on a limb and say people who know this show know that that's you.
I'd like to think so by now, Mo. Hopefully we've established that.
Never mind, it's just this specific show. I'd like to think the whole enterprise.
Yeah. I think it's reasonable. But anyway, I am Neil Atkinson. Joining me is Robbie Scotcher on the phone in a little while, and Michael Bailey with John Gibbons as well, to talk about Norwich and be just two lovely men, which is excellent as well. It's a bit weird, this, because we're recording it the Thursday before the Thursday night fixtures. That will obviously impact in places, so we're not going to get into a lot of detail on one or two of the games for completely understandable reasons. But the flip side of that is that it means that the midweeks are very fresh in our minds, Mo, and it was relatively bad news for Everton. There was a point last night, Wednesday night, where it was significantly worse news for Everton. Mm-hmm. If you'd have been able to freeze the footage at that point and say it stops now, but it was bad news for Everton simply because by virtue of their result in their fixture.
Yeah, and it was one of those games where as soon as the first two goals went in, bang, one side, bang, the other side, you knew it was a game where you couldn't rely on a team's quality seeing them through. It was going to be a comedy knockabout, whoever's in the lead when the music stops kind of game. And unfortunately, Newcastle, when they did take the lead, they took a lot more momentum from it. And so by the end of the game, Everton was just, it was damage imitation, and they couldn't limit the damage. And you get into a situation, if you're Everton, where you're starting to think, okay, well, we've hung all our hat on the new manager bounce that lasted one game. Okay, we've hung our hat on Calvert-Lewin coming back. Is that enough?
Well, you feel as though, we'll come back to Calvert-Lewin when we talk about Everton, because you feel as though if they're not careful, they're going to end up rushing them back, and if they make the situation worse, that's not good. Other thing for the midweek, Paul, just briefly before we get circled back around to Tottenham, it ends up being a relatively neutral week for Manchester United and Tottenham, much to Tottenham's frustration, I'm sure that's fair to say. But it ends up being a week where if we do feel it will, should come down to those two. Listen, Arsenal might cut a sway through Wolverhampton Wanderers tonight, and it might feel a bit different. But in the race for top four, it's ended up feeling quite neutral.